Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Aerosmith bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Chester Elton is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the founder of Culture Works, author of What Motivates Me, Put Your Passions to Work. That's just one of the books, folks. Give us the website, Chester.
It's thecultureworks.com. All kinds of fun white papers and helps for you, and it's all free.
Can they find the list of books there?
Absolutely. They're all for sale.
And
on Amazon, you know.
Wasn't there something that you had, a program that we talked about last year? Last time you were on, I'm trying to remember. Wasn't there some kind of a new indicator or something that you were talking about?
Yeah, we've got a motivators assessment that you
there
can
it is.
Take. And it tells you what your passions are
is
at
that
work.
Still there?
It is still there. And in fact, if we want to have some fun this morning, if the listeners want to text 72,000, so when you text that, it goes 720-00. And in the comment line, if you type all in, A-L-L-I-N, don't let it autocorrect to two words. Make
right.
it all one word. I'll send you a free code, and you can take the assessment for
How about
free.
That? So say that number again, 72,000?
72,000. You text 72,000, and then in the comment line, you write all in.
All right.
You'll get a free assessment.
Just 72,000.
Yep.
Okay. So check that out, folks. And thank you for that offer. So we're talking about high performance teams, the different dimensions of a high performance team. What's another one? We talked about a couple in the previous segment. What's another one?
Well, you've got to accelerate your speed to productivity. You know, the way you onboard people, the way you interview people, and this is what we learned from that motivators assessment. You know, you got to hire much more carefully. Particularly in small businesses, you know, you don't have a year to get people up to speed. You got more like a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so making sure that you hire to culture, that you hire to fit, and that you've got mentors in place, that you've got that right, the right environment around people to succeed, the speed to productivity. High performance teams get to productivity faster than those that don't. And I'll tell you the other thing, another dimension, because I know we're up against some time here, but is the idea of challenging everything. This healthy discord, you know, we looked at a lot of interesting companies, Bell Helicopter being one, about challenging the status quo.
Boy, the millennials don't have any problem with that.
They really don't. But to create that environment, you know, and I love the way Bell Helicopter did it. They said, look, there are no sacred cows. You can challenge everything. There are no stupid ideas. And then what I love about the last one, he says, and nobody criticizes and nobody laughs. And I thought that was really interesting. It says, you know, when ideas come up, you don't laugh them down.
The only thing, I got to be honest with you, I don't want to sound like a fuddy-duddy, but this challenge everything is a little troubling to me, Chester. I have to push back on you a little bit on that because one of the issues that you have with millennials, and I love them up all the time on this show, so it's not I don't sit here and run down the millennials. I give them too much love at other times. But one of the issues that they have is they'll challenge things, but they don't know when to quit challenging. And some things they think needs to be challenged don't need to be challenged.
Well,
I don't agree with everything should be challenged. I just don't agree with that. There's some, and here's my point. Fundamentals are fundamentals. They're fundamentals for a reason. And I'm not talking about being hidebound. I'm talking about things that we know that work.
No, and see, I don't disagree with you on that. When we say challenge everything, we qualify it's healthy discord. You know, you don't challenge your core values. You don't challenge the essence. What you're doing is you're challenging the way you're doing business. You know, can we do it faster? Can we do it better? That's the kind of challenging we're talking about. We're not talking about challenging your core principles.
Right.
And that's
why
we qualify it with healthy discord.
Well,
right?
The thing is you've got to have the leadership. And I think this is the way I would think about what you're saying. The leadership has to establish a culture where when it looks like we're not being productive, that's when everything's on the table.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, even, you know, it's interesting. Even when you've got stuff that's going okay, You know, if you're high performance, and you live on this, is okay is not acceptable.
Right.
You know, if we're just doing okay. So this healthy discord, what can we be looking at? And by the way, the last dimension that I really love is don't forget the customer. Mm-hmm. You know, we do all these things. You know, you think about, okay, so we're understanding the generational differences, and we're managing to the one. We're getting people up to speed, right? We're challenging that, you know, how can we do things better? But we're doing all that so that we can better serve the customer, right?
Absolutely.
Let's make sure that as we're looking at how to do things better,
that's called a fundamental.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes we get caught up in the data and we say this and this and this. Say, look, don't forget, the whole reason we're doing this is so that we can have more loyal customers,
right,
that we can serve them better, and that we can help them build their businesses.
So let's walk through the five dimensions again.
You bet. It's understand the generations, right? The complexity of your team. Manage to the one. Give the man his guitar. I love that. Onboard and accelerate this speed to productivity. You know, the products and services and the support. Challenge everything, that healthy discord.
Mm-hmm.
And then number five, don't forget the customer. Focus on those bridges and better serve the people that keep you in business.
Those are great.
That makes sense?
That's an outstanding list. And folks, pay attention to this. I want him to go through them again so you can write them down. And if you want to, you can come back and listen to the archive again and pick them up again. I encourage you to apply these in your own operation. Hey, Chester, I need your website again, please.
It's theCultureWorks.com.
And thank you for working with the Golden Corral folks on this military children's camps. How many of them? 28?
Yeah, they've got 23 camps, over 3,500 kids.
And all the kids have to do is get there, folks. Everything else is paid for. Good job, Chester. We'll see you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.